Welcome back. We're up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah of the 8th chapter, and we begin this Perek with many different arguments between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Ilu, says the Mishnah Aleph, Ilu Devarim Shabein Beis Shammai U Beis Hillel Basuda. These are the things about which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about regarding a Suda, regarding a regular meal. Beis Shammai Amr, Beis Shammai say, Mevarech Al Hayom, Achar Kach Mevarech Al Hayayin. We know that when we make Kiddush, so we know how we make Kiddush. So we begin with the paragraph of Yom HaShishi, that's not mentioned over here, but we then continue with the Bracha of Hagafen, and then we say, Mekadesh HaShabbat. Right, so, but says the Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, Mevarech Al Hayom, Achar Kach Mevarech Al Hayayin. First you say Mekadesh HaShabbat, and then after that you say Bray Pura Guffin. Beis Hillel say no, the exact opposite. Mavarech Al Yayin, Achar Kach, Mavarech Al Yom. First you make the bracha on the wine, and then you make the bracha on the day you say Mekadesh HaShabbat. And ultimately we follow Beis Hillel. And not Beis Shammai over here, although each opinion has a clear reasoning for their perspective, we usually will always follow Beis Hillel. Then the next Mishnah continues, but how we go about washing our hands before the meal. So it's interesting to note that according to Beis Shammai, they have a more out-of-the-box opinion. It seems like there might be some people who potentially hold like them nowadays, but we're not going to go too much into that right now. But for those of you who know, for those of you who don't know, that's also okay. Not the focus of our Mishnah Shir at the moment. Says the Mishnah Beis. Beis Shammai Omrim, Notlin Layadayim, Achakach Mozgines Hakos. When you go to make Kiddush, so the first thing you do is first you wash your hands for Netilas Adayim, then you go sit down, you pour your cup, and you make Kiddush, and then you make Hamosi after that, but no additional washing of your hands. Beis Hillel, remember, but Beis Hillel say, no, Mozgines Hakos, you mix your cup, you make Kiddush on your wine, and then you go and you wash your hands, and then you make Hamosi. So that's what our typical custom is, the opinion of Beis Hillel, but it does seem like there are some Yakis who might follow the opinion of Beis Shammai who wash their hands before they get to the table, but not for now. But we typically always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Emra should have a beautiful day.